Unit 64, A Bitter Feud. They had lived deep in the Appalachian Mountains on either side of the Tug Fork River, since well before the Civil War. They were backwoods people, hardworking, intelligent, and fiercely independent, and at various periods got along well enough to intermarry. But the Hatfields of West Virginia and the McCoys of Kentucky are remembered today for their involvement in a vicious family feud that lasted some 30 years and claimed at least 13 lives. Hostilities grew between the families during the Civil War. When Harmon McCoy was murdered by the Hatfields for having served in the Union Army, several years later a claim that a Hatfield had been stolen, a McCoy pig, led to a trial, an acquittal, and the subsequent murder by the McCoys of the witness who had gotten the accused Hatfield off. But it was a romance between two young members of the clans that precipitated the bloodiest era of the feud. Rosianna McCoy ran off with Johns Hatfield in 1880 to his family's home, where she was welcomed less than enthusiastically. Nor was her own family overjoyed when she returned a few months later, but they did not swear revenge on the Johns. On the night they captured him with murder their intent, Rosianna made a fateful decision to alert his kinfolk. Johnsy escaped, but three of Rosianna's brothers eventually got even, attacking and killing an uncle of Johnsy's at a public gathering. The three soon paid with their own lives, and a 10-year round of warfare began. As for Rosianna, she ended up alone, renounced by both Hatfields and McCoys. Her death from sickness and depression before she was 30 made her one more victim of the feud.